At a Ford dealership in northern Sacramento, fleet sales manager Obeth Carlos Davila drives the new Ford Explorer off the lot. It's this year's version of the car of the future.
So as you approach the spot, then you just turn on the park assist button. It's looking. So it tells you when you need to stop.
Davila takes his foot off the gas and his hands off the wheel and watches the car steer itself into a parallel parking space.
Active park assist is done.
A self-parking car is a big step towards a future of self-driving cars. As you watch from the passenger seat, there's some anxiety and some amazement. There's an urge to grab the spinning steering wheel and brace for impact with the surrounding cars. But again and again, the car quickly and smoothly parks itself. Davila says self-driving cars could catch on once drivers are comfortable with giving up control.
But it's going to take a while. I mean, sounds good. I mean, who knows? We might have flying cars in about 10 years.
Meet George Jetson.
We've got our hands full with autonomous vehicles right now.
Bernard Soriano is deputy director of the California Department of Motor Vehicles. California is one of three states with laws allowing for some kind of driverless car. The legislature has directed the DMV to create regulations for them. Soriano says, for now, the rules won't let the public get driverless licenses.
By the end of this year, we hope to have the regulations in place to allow for the different manufacturers to test their vehicles, their autonomous vehicles, on our roadways. By January 2015, we'll be done with the regulations that will define the operation of these vehicles on our roadways.
So who can operate a driverless car? And would the operator have to sit in the driver's seat? Soriano says there are numerous questions yet to be answered.
The question of liability is one that just comes to mind immediately. I mean, who's responsible? What happened? Is it the operator, if the operator is not actually driving?
Soriano recently discussed driverless cars with about 300 colleagues at the second annual Road Vehicle Automation Conference at Stanford University.
You never want to automate, and we won't start to automate.
Researchers, manufacturers, and regulators all gathered to listen to industry leaders like Volkswagen and Google and collaborate on making the vehicles a reality. Conference organizer Steve Schladover is with the University of California and works with the state to ease traffic congestion. Schladover is also assisting in the development of driverless car regulations. He says California could become a national model.
The legislature has given us a really daunting task to come up with a set of regulations, but at the same time, that's an opportunity to take a national lead and identify what is the right way of doing this so that it can be both safe and can help the industry proceed.
But Schladover says California has a lot to lose if it gets the regulations wrong. For instance, developers could flee to Nevada, which also allows driverless cars. Back at the Sacramento Ford dealership, salesman Tyler Swedinsky is concerned about the jobs that could be lost when driverless cars hit the road. Truck drivers, taxi drivers, but not car salesmen.
I'd still sell cars. I would sell the driverless cars to people, and there would probably be a large markup on them if you don't have to drive it yourself. So
Swedinsky may have to wait a bit for that extra cash. Experts estimate it will be at least 2020 before driverless cars hit the showroom floor. At the state capitol, I'm Katie Orr.